Could you please rise with me as I read the scripture for today? There is a wide assortment of Bible verses today. We will begin with 1 Corinthians 9, 23 to 27. I'm reading from the New International Version. Would you just follow along? I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. The next Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 4, 1, 2, and 5. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. Okay, now turn to 2 Corinthians 5, verses 9 and 10. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Okay. You may be seated. Our speaker today is Senior Pastor Caleb Huang, and very appropriately, the title of his sermon is The Spiritual Olympics.
In the past 2 weeks, I'm sure all of you watch at least some part of the Olympic Games. Early this morning, the closing ceremony of this Games was held in the Bird's Nest in Beijing, concluded the 17 days competition of more than 16,000 athletes from 204 different countries. We know all athletes have tried their best. No matter they got the medal or not, some of them got the gold medal, some the silver, some the bronze. But we trust all of them did their best. I'm sure every one of us admire American swimmer who won the 8 medals, I think. It's Michael Phelps. By the inspiration of the games this morning, I would like to preach to you the spiritual Olympics. The spiritual Olympics actually, you are the player. All of us are the player, are the athletes. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize. So all of us have to run in such a way as to get the prize. Paul is very familiar with the Greek culture, such as philosophy, literature, drama, poetry, market, business, and especially sports. He used many illustrations from sports in his teachings. For examples, running a race, wrestling, boxing, a crown is perishable, which was made by the olive branches. A crown which is imperishable, for lasts for eternal. And Paul says, some will be disqualified for the prize. There is a qualification for winning the prize. And Paul say very, very important thing. All of us will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. All of us will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. When Paul says the judgment seat, there are two backgrounds. One is the Roman background, another is the Greek background. The Roman background is the juridical judgment seat. Greek background is the awarding seat for a game. We know the Roman Empire emphasized on the law very much. They want a just, a fair judgment in every court. So when they mention the judgment seat, means a just, a fair judgment from the judge. But in the Greek world, most important idea of a seat, a judgment seat, is after the game, after the competition, award different prize to the athletes. If you visit the Middle East or Greek or other places in the Europe or in the Central Asia, every city has a very big stadium because this is the culture. This is the very important activity. All the people participate in different kinds of sports. When Paul used Christ's seat, part of its meaning, when that day we all gather before Christ, we appear before Christ's seat, he will award us different prize. Depends on how you participate in the game in this life. Actually, all Christians are participating in spiritual athletic games. Right now, God is watching, or angels are watching. The saints in heaven are watching. So on that day, we will come to Christ's throne. It seems like that. The Lord will ask each one of us. Ask Daniel Liu, 100 meter, how many seconds did you run? 12 seconds. That's okay. Not bad. Maybe some other people comes. I come to the throne. The Lord will ask Caleb Huang, how many seconds did you run? 28. That's too bad. It's joking. Fred, 9 seconds. Wonderful. Broke the world record. I don't know your name, but brothers and sisters, all of us will appear before Christ's judgment seat. This is an awarding seat. How have you performed in this world will affect the prize. From the athletic illustration, Paul mentioned three very important elements. This morning, I want to share with you how to be a good spiritual athletic. The first is the goal. The goal of an athlete is very important. If your goal is only the bronze prize, the bronze medal, that's okay. Someone has the goal for the gold medal. If your goal just participation, you don't expect any medal, that's okay too. That's your way of practicing. First is the goal. What is your goal? And the second thing, very important, the training. The training is very important. If you have the goal, you need some kind of special training, even strict training. The third is the effort. What kind of effort you will put into your practice, into the competition. So this morning, I just want to share those three essential things with you. The first is the goal of a spiritual athlete. Paul said in verse 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, "Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly." Someone is running aimlessly. Paul says, "I am not." But what is his aim, his goal? He said, "I do all things for the sake of the gospel, that I may share it with other people, the blessings of the gospel." Paul did everything, all things, for the sake of God's gospel. Paul set a goal for himself, for his life. Everything for the sake of God's gospel. What does it mean? It means at least two things. The first, to gain Christ. The second, to witness Christ. To gain Christ, to know Christ better. To get the blessings from Christ. To get the abundant life from Christ. Christ is always the center of Paul's life. Before Paul's conversion, the goal of Paul's life was to keep all the OT laws, to be a good Pharisee, to become blameless, faultless for legalistic righteousness. Therefore, he was circumcised on the eighth day and keeping all Sabbath, days, months, seasons, and years, all the festivals, and all the regulations of food, what he can eat, what he can't, what he should do, what he shouldn't. Paul is a very, very good law observer. And he was educated under the most famous law teacher, Gamaliel, preparing himself to be a good Pharisee, a good law teacher. But after Paul met the resurrected Christ on the road to Damascus, Paul said, "Whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ." What is more, he considered everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, his Lord. So Paul said, "For Christ's sake, I have lost all things." Also, he considered all things rubbish that he may gain Christ. Brothers and sisters, this is the goal of Paul. If you want to be a good spiritual athlete, the goal is very important. In your life, What is your goal? What is your ultimate goal? Paul's ultimate goal, knowing Christ, gaining Christ, to gain Christ. All things are lost. All things are rubbish. Paul said he was no longer living his life for himself, but for Christ who died for him and was raised again. So Paul's life is Christ. Christ is the center of his life. If you have this heart, inevitably you will try to know him better. Do you have the heart to know Christ better? If you know him better, then you can love him better. You can love him deeper. Then you can serve him more faithfully. If you really have the heart to know Christ, I will ask you how much time you set for yourselves every day to read the Bible. If you want to know Christ, Christ was described in the Bible. Christ's word was written down in the Bible. Christ's heart, Christ's will, Christ's thought, Christ's way, all in the Bible. I always remind our Chinese Mandarin congregation to keep their devotion time every day at least 30 minutes. I want to encourage you too, all English congregation, English-speaking people, if you want to know Christ more, if Christ is really your center of life, the goal of your life, every day study your Bible, tell me how long. No. You forgot two important words. What's that? At least. Dear brothers and sisters, that's very important. Let me tell you, when I was in college, studying the Bible, my schoolwork was very busy. I was studying engineering. Very busy. But every day, I spent at least 1 hour reading the Bible, praying to the Lord. Some of you are still in college. Some already graduate. Remember, if Christ is the goal of your life, the center of your life, you must set your schedule. You must study, meditate the Word of God, the record of our Lord Jesus Christ, at least 30 minutes a day. You listen to his word. You pray, you talk to him. Gradually, you will know how wonderful he is. You will know the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, your Lord. Then you will have a surpassing life on this world. Nothing can trouble you. Because the material world is just rubbish. If you really consider all things rubbish, Christ Jesus is the most precious thing in your life. What does it matter if the stock market goes down? You don't need to be sad. Stock market goes up, maybe you earn some money, but money is just what? You don't want to say? Paul said he considered all things rubbish. What do you lose if you lose rubbish? What do you gain if you accumulate rubbish? If you understand Christ is the center of my life, Christ is the most precious thing in my life, you try to gain Christ. If you want to gain Christ, you got to know Christ better. You got to study the Word of God. You got to know what is the will of Christ. What is the heart of Christ? In connection with this, if Christ is our center, we will preach Christ. We are witnessing Christ. Paul did all things for the sake of God's gospel, not only gain Christ, but also share Christ. Let all the people can share the blessings of God's gospel. Therefore, Paul preached Christ from Jerusalem all the way to Rome, even to Spain, more than 30 years, and finally, he became a martyr for God's gospel. In Paul's time, the total population of this world is only about 250 million. Paul has the heart to preach gospel to all his generation. What is our heart? Don't only concentrate on your business, not only for your own selves. In this world now have 6.7 billion people, at least 4.5 billion are non-Christians. Do you have the heart to witness Christ, to preach Christ, to let other people share the blessings of God's gospel? Paul exhorted Timothy to preach God's gospel both in season and out of season, to those who are near and to those who are far away, to the people with the same culture and with the different culture. God's gospel is the goal of his life. Brothers and sisters, we are in the spiritual Olympics. Do you have the right goal? Now the second essential is the strict training of a spiritual athlete. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. Then Paul adds something. He said, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Sometimes people will be disqualified for the prize. All athletes know that the strict training is crucial for getting a prize. You should sleep earlier, get up earlier. You have to exercise regularly. You have to run a long distance every day. You have to lift weight to exercise your muscle. And you also have to watch your weight, watch your diet, watch what you eat, what you drink. Then practice. Practice again. Practice more. Keep practicing in order to improve your score, to improve your performance. In Beijing Olympics, many people pay attention to the Chinese young athletes. Sometimes they're too young. The divers, the gymnasts, we don't know how old they are, but during the interview, some of them answer, don't matter how old we are, we tell you, we start training. We start very strict training at 3 years old. From 3 years old, they go to the gymnastic exercise. They want to become the gymnast, a famous one. This is a very strict training. Many athletes could not stand it, and many gave up the training. I have a personal experience of dealing with those people. They just gave up. They don't want to practice anymore. Probably you know, in Taiwan, baseball is a very popular sport. When I was young, I also played baseball. 40-some years ago, Taiwan, the Little League was very famous. I don't know whether you know or not. 40 years ago, they came to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, to attend the world champion. They got the world champion many times. Those young guys, so the people in Taiwan, they don't sleep during the night, because this is daytime in Pennsylvania. We are in the midnight. Almost all people watching the game, they don't want to go to sleep. When they got the champion back, the government tried to award them many things. One of them is the government arranged them in a very good junior high school, a private junior high school. They can pursue a good education there. This school was sponsored by late Madam President Chiang, Chiang Kai-shek. So it's a very good private school. But Madam Chiang Kai-shek was a very good Christian, so she wanted all students to study Bible. Every Friday afternoon, one class, the whole school, for Bible study. Those young players, they never study Bible. They don't know Christianity at all. So all of them put in one class. They want to find a good preacher who really knows baseball. But it's very difficult to find one. Since I was a quite good baseball player when I was young, I don't know if you believe it or not. Anyway, someone introduced me to the dean, so I became the world champion players Bible teacher for 1 year. Okay, make it short. I asked them, when you grow up, do you want to become a professional baseball player? Are you going to get the training anymore? To my surprise, all of them say, no more. We had enough. Get up very early, sleep very early, running a long distance every day, lots of restrictions. They said, when other kids watching TV, playing somewhere, we have to get the training. No more. We don't want those strict training. If you want to win the prize, practice. Practice again. Practice more. Keep practicing. This is the only way. I read a story about the most famous violinist, the Italian violinist Paganini. I think some of you listen to the record played by him. He was a very, very famous player. He said, how can I success? The only way, I practice violin 10 hours every day, unless something special happened. I practice 10 hours per day. If I quit for 1 day, I myself knows there is a difference. If I stop practicing for 3 days, the experts can be aware of. If I quit for 1 week, everybody can tell the difference. The successful secret is practice more. Keep practicing. The strict training of spiritual athlete, all of us, not only keep your quiet time, keep your devotional time at least 30 minutes per day, I encourage you spend some time for deep Bible study. Starting from where? Attending Sunday school. So Daniel just made the announcement, from next week, new Sunday school will begin. Read the announcement from your bulletin. Find one class can fit you. Go home, buy some Bible commentaries, buy some theological books. If you don't want to spend those money, you can go to internet to check those topics. There are lots of spiritual material in internet. Don't just play games from the internet. Read the Bible, read the material for your spiritual nurturing. Then try arrange some time, pray for the church. Pray for the pastors. For 2 years, we are still seeking an English pastor. Have you ever prayed for this item? Brothers and sisters, I don't know why the Lord haven't prepared one for us, but probably we do not have the heart to pray. I challenge you, go home, pray for English pastor every day. Otherwise, you will keep waiting for 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years. This is a challenge. Go home every day, pray for the ministry of the church. Pray for the deacons. Pray for the elders. Pray for the pastors. Pray for brothers, sisters. Pray for the small group leaders. If you keep praying, the Lord will do marvelous things. He is almighty. Everything is under His control. Sometimes we forgot to pray. And participate in different ministry. Personal evangelism, leading small group, leading Bible study, even visitation. You comfort the needy. You comfort the sick. You talk to the seekers. You can do something the Lord commits you. But one important item I would like to say, I'll spend some more time to say, that is, you must try your best to match the qualification the law has set. What is the qualification the law has set? This is very important, because Paul said he didn't want to preach gospel to others, but he himself will be disqualified from the prize. What is the qualification? Paul said in other place, the Lord will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and expose the motives of our hearts. And at that time, the Lord will give praise to each one of us. What is in the hidden darkness of your life? What is the motives of your heart? That's very important. This qualification, the Lord wants it. If you want to please the Lord, remember the things hidden in darkness. Who can please God? Who can be qualified? Those who do good things in secret. Not do bad things in secret. Many people in public, in the church, we perform very good. But in your home, in your private life, sometimes many things hidden in secret, the Lord cannot please with that. Why Lord Jesus rebuke Pharisees so much? Because they only do good before men. They only do good when that can be seen by men, can be praised by men. They don't care whether God praises it or not. Sometimes you think we must be much better than Pharisees. Do you think so? Sometimes we are not. For instance, Pharisees, they fast twice a week, every Monday and Thursday. How many times do you fast per week? You don't answer me. Pharisees, they give the needy lots of money besides tithe. Sometimes we Christians, we are not willing to give tithe. Pharisees not only read their Bible every day, they tie their Bible box, scripture box, on their forehead, on their arms. They pray not only in the synagogue, but also in the street corner. But Jesus said, they just want to be seen by others. But within their heart, lots of sins. So Jesus said they are hypocrites. They are brood of vipers, full of sin inside. They are whitewashed tombs. They look beautiful outside, but inside full of dead man's bones and every uncleanness. Dear brother and sister, be careful. We have to examine ourselves. What is hidden in darkness? What is the motive of our heart? If you want to please God, to be qualified for the prize, don't do any bad things in secret, but keep doing good things in secret. No one knows what you did, but you really have done a lot of good things to others, to the Lord. This is the qualification the Lord has set. So, just like Paul said, he beat his body and make it his slave. That means you got to control your activity by controlling your thinking, your thought. How to control your thought? You must let God's thought come into your mind, come into your heart. God's thought always higher than our thought. God's way higher than our way. Let God's thought in your mind, then the Holy Spirit will move us, transform us, renew us, let us live a life is pleasing to God. So come back to what I just said. Every day, keep studying, reading your Bible. Now I want you to answer me. How much time? Thank God you remember. Sometimes young people, you forgot everything after the sermon. Now, the third essential is the effort of a spiritual athlete. Paul said, in a race, only one runner gets the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. This means two related things. The first, you should try all your efforts to get the prize. The second, you should do your best to get the prize. try all your efforts. Do your best is related. The first, all the successful people, they all tried all their efforts. Try all their efforts. For instance, a very famous inventor, Thomas Edison, whose home was not far from here. He was the greatest inventor. People admire him. You are a great genius. He answered, no, 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 no. Don't call me great genius. I am not. All my success was based on my efforts. Only 1% is inspiration. 99% is perspiration. He said, I always try all my efforts. Actually, he faced many failures. Many, many failures. He said one time, he spent $2 million. At that time, it was a very big money, $2 million, on an invention which proved of little value. He said, not only once, many times, I spent a lot of money. Finally, it's a little value. No use. Each successful invention, there were many failures. So he said, 99% is perspiration. You try your best in the spiritual games. All your efforts. Sometimes you will fail. Sometimes you cannot success. But it doesn't matter. If you keep trying, keep trying, keep doing, the Lord will be pleased. Now, in connection to that, try to do your best every time you do it. Do your best. Remember, God has given different gifts to different people. All of us, we have different gifts. Just like the parable of the talents. God gives someone 5 talents, some 2 talents, and some 1 talent. But God's requirements are also different. Those who receive 5 talents must gain 5 talents more. Receive 2 talents, he only needs to gain 2 talents back. Receive 1 talent, the Lord is merciful, not 1 talent back, but just to earn the interest. God's requirement is different from person to person, but the qualification for getting the prize is the same. Remember this word. The qualification for getting the prize is the same. That is good and faithful. That means, have you done your best? Have you done your best? The spiritual Olympics is different from the Beijing Olympics. Beijing Olympics, the best is only one. There is only one the best. And everybody prays the best. In the spiritual Olympics, there are many, many who have done their best. The law doesn't look at who is the best, but who is doing his best. So to do your best is better than to be the best. Or at least to do your best is equal with to be the best in the spiritual Olympics. I remember one story, then I will close the sermon. A little girl, she loves ice skating very much. So he learned and practiced and practiced and practiced. One day, she attended a competition, an ice skating competition, from different places. She tried her best, but finally, he cannot get the medal, any medal. So she was very sad, and she was sitting on the chair crying. Her mother came, comfort her, and ask her, "Have you done your best?" She said, "Of course, yes. I tried very hard. I have done my best." Then her mother said to her, "Why do you feel sad? Why do you crying? Why are you crying? To do your best is better than to be the best. You are very, very precious in my heart because you have done your best." In the spiritual Olympics, the Lord only wants us to do your best. Brothers and sisters, have you done your best? Have you tried all the efforts and do your best? If the answer is positive, on that day, when we all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, you can hear the praise from our Lord, "Good and faithful servants. You come in to enjoy your master's happiness." So, brothers, sisters, be a good spiritual athlete. Shall we pray? Dear Father, pray you help us so that we really can be a good and faithful spiritual athlete. On that day when we come to the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will get praise from Him. Pray you bless all the people here. Pray in Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.